Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, this is Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. And this week, we've got a special treat for you. It's AWOD on the Road, presented by Cowan Gates. We are committed to taking you closer to the action. Does not matter the sport. If it is a story, we are there. And I am live from ACC tip-off today in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's ACC hoops coverage all week long. Plus, it's a Victory Monday. AWOD on the Road, presented by Cowan Gates. Loved the way the Commanders played. We will react to that huge come-from-behind win on the road. We want to hear from you, as always, 833-804-0910. If you're too busy to call in, you could tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910TheFan. Get in touch with us on Instagram as well, at AWOD Radio or at 910TheFan. If it's good, we'll read it on air. So we'll react to the win, but you know how we like to start the show, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Come on, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K, this one.
The sports app.
Turnovers. It feels like the story in almost every single NFL game that will define the outcome. And the Chargers coughed it up after having a 10-0 lead. And then it's Washington on the board. How about Bill? Yes, Ja'Cory Kroski-Mare. Bill in at running back. Bill. When Bill's in at running back, good things happen. And he found the end zone on a 15-yard run. Let's take a listen to the call.
Second and one. Clap for Daniels. Hand off to Bill. Gets to the edge. 15, 10, 5. No one's going to touch him. Touchdown. Touchdown, Washington.
Bill Kroski-Mare. With a little bit of how you like me now. And that's a great answer by the offense. Cliff Kingsbury.
London Fletcher fired up for the seventh round pick, getting into the end zone. He would do it again. This young man just has an ability to sniff out the corner of the end zone. He beats the defenders to the pylon. Let's take a listen to the call.
Bill's the back. Here's the snap. Handoff Kroski-Mare. Cuts to the edge. They're not going to get him again. He's a two-timer. He's in again. Bill Kroski-Mare. Touchdown. Touchdown, Washington.
Oh, Bill. Bill's back at running back. Moving to the fourth quarter. Washington in front. Defense trying to bend, but do not break. The Chargers were carving up their zone defense. They get down to the goal line. Fourth down. Let's take a listen to the call.
They had first and goal at the one. Here's the snap to Herbert. Washington brings four. Throw. That one's tipped. And picked off by Mike San Bristow at the one-yard line. What a pick by San Bristow. And a stop on the goal line.
He Mikey Sanders still just played Justin Herbert like a puppet.
And you know what a good team does on the road? They run the clock out. Washington got the ball on the one-yard line. They go 99 yards, and on fourth down, Jaden Daniels to the corner of the end zone. It's his number one target, Deebo Samuel. Once again, Bram Weinstein on the call here on The Fan.
Here's the snap to Daniels, who throws it up to the back of the end zone. He's got a wide open man.
How about them apples?
Touchdown!
How about them apples?
Touchdown, Washington! Daniels to Deebo to put out the Chargers.
Wow.
Yeah, that put that game to bed. Let's go to the Eagles inside of the NFC East. Cowboys got the win. Giants blow a big lead against the Saints. But how about the Philadelphia Eagles and the way that fourth quarter played out? The Eagles entered the fourth quarter with a 17-3 lead. The final score, 21-17. Let's take a listen to the final call.
They got one shot at it. No pressure on the quarterback. He's got time to heave it. There's a whole pack of people there, and it's incomplete. And there's no flag. And the Broncos have their signature win.
Good win for the Broncos. Eagles' first loss of the season. It felt like you could see it coming with disappointing performances the last few weeks. I'm here in Charlotte, North Carolina for ACC tip-off, and it was a ton of Miami Dolphins and Carolina Panthers fans on the street last night after this one here in Charlotte ended with a Panthers win, 27-24. Here is a big touchdown and a call on the Panthers Radio Network.
Bryce Young got his man! Touchdown!
The game of the weekend might have been the Buccaneers against the Seattle Seahawks, a just complete duel between two different quarterbacks, Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield. You know, these two quarterbacks deserve credit for how they have responded to the adversity. Of course, both of them have moved on to three different teams now at least, and you saw just an incredible shootout last night. Yesterday, Baker Mayfield, 29 of 23. Yeah, how about that completion percentage? 379 yards and two touchdowns. Sam Darnold upped it. Four touchdown passes, but one bad turnover, one interception. It was the Bucs advancing 38-35. Here's the final call.
Got it! And Tampa Bay will win it on a walk-off 39-yard field goal.
Baker Mayfield wins another thriller. He just finds a way to put his team into game-winning position over and over again. They are now 4-1. Sunday night football, if you picked the Bills, you are out of Survivor because Drake May led the Patriots to a 23-20 win. He was not perfect, but he made the game-winning plays when it mattered most, and the team got a field goal late to go up and get the win 23-20. Let's take a listen to the call.
For the lead. Right down the middle, Borregales nails it.
And really, I thought the story of the game, although Drake May was terrific, was, look, this Patriots team was able to get stops on Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, which had been the number one offense in the National Football League. They hold them to just 20 points, and they really could not get going with James Cook on the ground. So the Patriots win on Sunday Night Football. We've got a game to preview tonight for Monday Night Football, and I told you guys last week it is the AWOD Radio Certified NFL Game of the Week, guaranteeing it'll be worth your viewing pleasure. Chiefs-Jags tonight from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's go. College football on the sports app. All right, let's start with the Hokies, who lose a close battle versus Wake. Kind of felt like they gave away the game late in that one. It was Hawkins into the end zone as the Hokies went on top 7-3.
Hokies knocking on the door. Third down and goal to go. Drones, number one in orange, slaps his hands, takes the snap, hands it off to Hawkins, runs left, breaks the plane, backs across, touchdown Tech.
And they were really dominating in this game early on, and then something flipped in the second quarter, and all of a sudden it was back to the same old Hokies, and Wake Forest wins 30-23 as Virginia Tech just makes too many mistakes in this one, and it cost them, as it is Wake Forest 30, Virginia Tech 23. And now I guess the dream of them playing here in Charlotte for the ACC championship dies. But it's not dead for UVA. How about the defensive performance by the Hoos helping out quarterback Chandler Morris? Cam Robinson, pick six. Let's take a listen to the call.
Pressure came, delayed on Moss, and he is sacked. Threw it away, and that ball's intercepted. Cam Robinson runs it back.
And it is to the house. We go to overtime. Yes, the cardiac Cavs win another thriller with this two-yard touchdown run.
And the redshirt freshman, Kalen, direct snap. Taylor, touchdown! Virginia wins it in overtime for the second week in a row.
Chandler Morris, 19 of 30, 149 yards and a touchdown. But really, I think the story of the game was the Cavs defense stepping up. And then Chandler Morris was certainly clutch in overtime. Virginia moves to 5-1, 3-0 in the ACC. That felt like one of their most difficult games left on the schedule. Now you're looking at it, all right, Washington State next, then North Carolina, then at Cal, maybe that's going to be difficult. At Duke, you certainly are seeing a team here that could compete for the ACC championship. Couple upsets in the top 25. Miami took down Florida State 28-22. UCLA embarrassed Penn State. How about the best win of Nico Iamaliva's time there at UCLA? He was great, 42-37. Florida shocks Texas, and Arch Manning, his season just continues to crumble, 29-21. Alabama over Vanderbilt in what was a fun game. Alabama revenge on Diego Pavia's magic from last year, 30-14. And Cincinnati, I believe they'll be ranked. They shock Iowa State. It was number 14, 38-30. Let's go to October baseball on the Sports App. So we got two games today. It'll be Dodgers, Phillies, and then the Cubs against the Brewers. But let's rewind to Sunday baseball, and it was the Blue Jays just all over the Yankees in Game 2. Yeah, they take a 2-0 series lead. The Yankees pitching staff has not been good enough in this one. 13-7. Here's the final call.
Lopsided. The Toronto Blue Jays are a win away from the championship series.
Mariners even up the series with the Tigers. 3-2 was your final score. Let's close out the Sports App with high school football. It was Hokie Steve and Coach Gary Criswell on the call for a Thomas Dale 16-8 win. Here is the game-winning score from Cole Lineberger.
Lineberger is your quarterback on this play. They're gonna run it to him. He's gonna plow ahead, and he's got a Thomas Dale touchdown.
And that time they opened up. They opened up a hole for him too.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. It's AWOD on the Road, presented by Cowan Gates, live from the 2025 ACC tip-off in Charlotte, North Carolina. We got a bunch of special guests coming up on the show today, but it's also a Victory Monday. And Commanders fans, we want to hear from you. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. I'm Adam Epps. This is AWOD Radio, and we're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It's AUDACY, and you can take the radio show with you on the go. We've taken our show with us on the road once again as we continue to be committed to taking you closer to the action here on The Fan, live from Charlotte, North Carolina, for the 2025 ACC tip-off. We've got a lot going on today. Yes, it is a Victory Monday for the Commanders, and that will still be the dominant portion of the show today. But I got to say, my favorite women's basketball coach is here, and I followed her in high school with my dad going to games in Northern Virginia at West Springfield. She then started Tennessee before being one of the great WNBA players, and that is Kara Lawson. Kara then took an interesting path into broadcasting, ended up landing the color analyst job on NBC Sports Washington for the Washington Wizards, alongside one of our favorites, Dagger, Steve Buckhands. And after that, she decided she wanted to get closer to the hardwood once again, moving into coaching. And you can see how much of a respected basketball mind Kara Lawson is by looking at her resume. She then landed a job with the Boston Celtics as an assistant for Brad Stevens. All of a sudden, after that, Duke opened up, and she ended up being the perfect hire. As you can see, things have improved here every year under Coach Lawson at Duke, from 17-13 to 26-7, second round of the NCAA tournament, to a Sweet 16 appearance, and all the way to 29-8 and an NCAA Elite 8 appearance last season. So I think she's one of the bigger names here at ACC tip-off on the women's side. We will sit down with the NC State coach, one of the greatest coaches in women's college hoops right now, and that is Coach Wes Moore. We'll bring on both the Hoos and the Hokies, coaches and players, on the show today. Here in the ACC, you had 8 teams selected to compete in the NCAA tournament last year, marking the 7th consecutive tournament in which 8 ACC teams were selected. For Virginia Tech, they were the last team out. We'll ask Coach Megan Duffy, Karis Baker, and Carly Wenzel about that on the show today. But this is one of the premier conferences for sure. They have appeared in 17 and late last 18 women's Final Fours. Of course, Virginia Tech was in the Final Four just a few years ago. And the ACC has also sent at least one team to the Elite Eight in 23 consecutive tournaments. That is the longest active streak of any conference. And entering this year, the ACC has posted 141 NCAA tournament victories since 2014. That is tied for the most among all conferences. And we also have 5 teams entering the season in the top 25. That is Duke, NC State, North Carolina, Louisville, and Notre Dame. We'll sit down with the star of Notre Dame, Hannah Hidalgo, tomorrow on the show. So that's why we're here at ACC Tip-Off all week long. I know it's football season, but for me, basketball is life, and we are taking you closer to the action all week long with AWOD on the go, AWOD on the road, presented by Cowan Gates, live from Radio Row here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And on the men's side, There's just no doubt about this being the premier conference in college basketball. When you talk about how many NBA guys, the legacy of success, the legacy of Final Four appearances from the ACC men's basketball side, and it is the road to the pros, and it feels like it's been that way for my entire life. Dating back to when, of course, Coach K was running things for Duke, Coach Williams at UNC, and long before that, the ACC has just been the premier basketball conference here on the men's side. So we're looking forward to those conversations later this week. I'll tell you, as the play-by-play, or excuse me, as the pregame and halftime voice of VCU basketball, I am very much looking forward to sitting down with three former VCU coaches. Yeah, that's where we're at here in the ACC now. We've got Coach Will Wade, we've got Coach Jeff Capel, and Coach Ryan Odom will take charge of UVA for his first season in charge of the Hoos this year. All three of those gentlemen will join us this week on AWOD Radio. Yeah, we're cooking up some great stuff here. AWOD on the Road, presented by Cowan Gates. But let's get to this Commanders victory, because I know if I was listening, that's all I would want to hear the radio host talk about today. I mean, that was a kind of win that changes your perspective about the entire season. That was a kind of win that just completely eliminates how awful the game was last week against the Atlanta Falcons. Like, it kind of, I think, shifts everybody's mood for this season from, all right, I mean, doom and gloom, we're going to take a step back. Is Jaden going to have to play with a brace? When is Terry McLaurin going to get back? Are all our defenses terrible once again? It feels like the Ron Rivera era. And then all of a sudden, one win, and I really do think this fan base can now dream again of a postseason appearance. Maybe even a division championship with the Eagles finally losing a game. They have not looked like the Super Bowl champions this season. Struggles on the offensive side of the ball, and not nearly as talented on the defensive side of the ball, it feels like, so far this season. But, I mean, that was a win right there that just gets everybody fired up once again to talk Commanders football. So we'll open up the phone lines for you throughout the show today, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. You can tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio. We're at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. G from the shop was listening to my show on Saturday. He just tweeted me, "I told you so, AWOD," calling for a Commanders money line victory. He actually called in and predicted two interceptions and a forced fumble. Well, he got one interception and a forced fumble. Just a great victory, and the kind of turnovers that you needed there. That was the one thing that was missing so far. I feel like in the Dan Quinn defense, they got their opportunity, and they delivered. And those momentum-shifting turnovers were one of the biggest factors in the Commanders' 27-10 win over the L.A. Chargers. And, you know, Jane Daniels came out there, and he just didn't look like himself that first drive. And as a team, they didn't look like themselves. I mean, that was very similar to, I thought, the Packers game, very similar to the Atlanta Falcons game. We played three road games this season, and the Washington Commanders have started with a three and out in all three road games. And you never want to see that, especially when, you know, that drive started with a successful pass to Debo for 7 yards, and then you decide to run Jaden Daniels. And I understand, hey, well, let's just see how the knee is going to hold up. We have to keep the defense guessing on whether he's going to run or not. We have to show it that he can. And he just didn't look like himself on that run. He slipped. He went down. Didn't look like he could pivot the way he wanted to. And you lost a few yards. And then an incomplete pass after that. And it was boom. We're off the field. And the defense, who had just given up a 76-yard drive, is back on the field. And they give up another long drive. 9 plays, 43 yards. 5 minutes off the clock. You're down 10-0. And there's barely 3 minutes left on the clock in the first quarter, right? So Washington gets the ball back. And you're like, all right, we have to have it here. And they just didn't. Jaden, once again, didn't look like himself. The offense was dealing with a penalty that set them up behind the sticks once again. And you end up with a 3rd and 9. Jaden scrambles. He doesn't look like he's getting anywhere close to that first down. He goes down, and the punt team comes on once again. And that's when the game changed with the fumble by Johnson. And you could have had your offense come back out there and go 3 and out again, and you're relying on your defense to get another stop. But that's not what happened here. The offense took advantage of that turnover, went 9 plays, 74 yards, and into the end zone they go with a touchdown by Jacory Kroski. Merritt Bill into the end zone. Let's take a listen to the call here on The Fan.
2nd and 1. Clap for Daniels. Hand off to Bill. Gets to the edge. 15, 10, 5. No one's going to touch him. Touchdown. Touchdown, Washington.
Bill Kroski, man.
So that was terrific right there to get on the board. Bill sniffing out the end zone there and rushing it in for 15 yards. After a 6-play drive for the Chargers that ends in a punt, Washington gets the ball back. And this was the craziest turn of events here because it was incomplete pass and a sack and then an incomplete pass and just one of the worst drives of the season. You're backed up to the 2-yard line here. You're forcing Tressway to punt from pretty much the back of the end zone, right? And you're, of course, you're worried about a block, you're worried about a safety, you're worried about a disastrous play. And it ended up being a disastrous play with them returning it for a touchdown, but what happened? Roughing the kicker. 15-yard penalty enforced on the Chargers, and the very next play, Jaden Daniels finds Luke McCaffrey for 50 yards.
Jaden's back on the field. Empty backfield, 1st and 10. Here's the snap. 2nd chance. Can they take advantage of it? A lot of time. Shot down the center of the field. Looking for Luke McCaffrey! He makes the catch at the Chargers 34!
This is an amazing...
I mean, what an insane turn of events right there from... A game in which it was 10-7 and the Chargers really should have been up 17-7 or at least gotten the ball back at the 50-yard line or even closer than that maybe, right? But yet, the penalty. And we talked about this coming into this game. You can't beat yourself, especially on the road, if you're expecting to win in the National Football League, and the Chargers beat themselves with that really bad turnover. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We'll bring on Michael Phillips, see what MP thought about the Commanders' win to move to 3-2 on the season. When we return, it's AWOD on the Road, presented by Cowan Gates. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports in town, and we have taken the show on the road once again. It is AWOD on the Road, presented by Cowan Gates, huge supporters of Virginia Tech Athletics, as we are live from Charlotte, North Carolina for the 2025 ACC tip-off. We'll sit down with Carly Wentzel, Karis Baker, and Coach Megan Duffy, starting at 1:30 live from Radio Row here on AWOD Radio. We're going out to the phone lines right now to crosstalk with Michael Phillips, who joins us on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Michael, how good of a win was that for Washington yesterday?
Well, not just a win, but to get your star quarterback back in form, right? I mean, the win's important, and to win against a team that I think we all think is a playoff team this year on the road on a day where the Eagles lose at home to the Broncos. I mean, so much of this is great, but man, number one, top of this list, your star quarterback is back, and he's great. Everybody should feel really good about that.
Yeah, I mean, it just changes the mood for the entire season, and, you know, I'm going to say it all so long. Anything is possible with Jaden Daniels at quarterback. And, Michael, they did it. They were able to recreate the magic of the trip from Cincinnati to Arizona by going out to L.A. a day early.
And it was a little nerve-wracking there at first because Dan Quinn's message was, we've got to start faster, we've got to start faster. They did not start faster. They started ridiculously slow. I can't be the only person who was feeling really, really nervous and tight after that 10-0 score. And they turned it around. Credit to them. Jaden Daniels got rolling. Cliff Kingsbury got rolling. That was a big-time turnaround, and you heard the halftime report that Dan Quinn lit into him pretty good. They spent the whole week focusing on, hey, let's do this one thing. They didn't do the thing, but they got it together in the end, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, and Michael, we have to talk about Jaden Daniels and his ability to run and how that opens it up for everything. I've counted it. This team is now 15-3 when Jaden Daniels runs for 34 or more yards. It is the most obvious recipe for success because when he runs successfully, it opens it up for everybody else.
Oh, human cheat code, he is. When he runs, everybody else gets better. The O-line looks better. They looked great yesterday. It's so obvious that he is the straw that stirs this drink here. Just when he is playing well, when he is moving the ball, everybody else gets better. The receivers get better. The tight ends get better. Bill gets better, and Bill's pretty good to start with, by the way. He had a great game. Those guys do better, though, when Jaden Daniels is out there and he's rushing. He is such a game changer for this offense.
Yeah, I mean, Jaden was terrific. Bill did his thing. Bill's back at running back. Two touchdowns, over 100 yards for your seventh-round pick. Yeah, put him in the starting lineup. I'm ready. But I do feel like a big story of this game has to be how the defense held up against the Chargers. 0 points allowed the entire, final three quarters of the game?
And if you heard my show, I pushed back against that a little bit. I still got very major concerns about this defense. The takeaways were great, and man, Mikey Sanders still, I love him. That's the play of the game right there. Deny him on the 1 yard line right after they drive the length of the field. A fantastic effort by him. The line looked good. They looked sharp. They looked fresh. They were getting after the quarterback. I still have big questions about this secondary. They didn't get answered yesterday. If anything, I have even stronger suspicions. This group's not good at what they do. But yes, they showed up. They made the plays. They got the job done. Kudos to them for creating two takeaways. They were both monster plays in this football game.
Yeah, typical Michael Phillips giving Marshawn Lattimore zero credit for a fumble recovery. Look, the defense had their issues, but here's what I'll say, Michael. I loved that the explosive plays were very limited. Keenan Allen had a long of 29 yards. All right, he kind of carved us up, but Quentin Johnson was their big-time playmaker. His biggest catch was the fumble. Ladd McConkey didn't really kill us outside of, the punt return that was impressive. We limited the big plays from their offense. It was Justin Herbert, one big run, and Keenan Allen, one big catch.
Did they, though? They had multiple big plays that were called back for penalties. They had multiple big plays.
Yeah, I'm giving credit to us for the penalties.
I don't know that that's a sustainable game plan for success, although the way officiating's going in the NFL, it might actually be this season. They had so many plays where they just weren't the Chargers. This was a very un-Harbaugh-like team. Undisciplined, shot themselves in the foot a number of times. And look, I'm super pumped they took advantage of that and they won the football game. But all three of their second half drives had offensive successes. They were just called back, or they had that fourth and two, or they had the interception. They were driving the ball on Washington the entire game. And again, this is a simple equation. When the D-line's getting to the quarterback, this defense is good. When they don't, they look really bad. This D-line is absolutely making things happen for the guys behind them.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying about the defense. I think my only pushback would be, they did make the game-winning plays. And another thing is, I thought Dan Quinn just outcoached Harbaugh in this one, and I don't understand why Harbaugh didn't call timeout. Tom Brady's begging you to call timeout on fourth down as you're rushing to the line of scrimmage. I mean, that was just awful right there. Burn your timeout because you need that conversion right there. They almost, didn't deserve to win.
It's a monster play in the game. Justin Herbert is dealing. Get him a winner. Dial him up a winner. He's going to execute it. He was shredding these guys. He turned this third and 14 into that fourth and two. He was dealing. He's doing great. Why are you sending him to the line in a rushed fashion? And by the way, he still delivers. Throws a fastball at the guy's head and hits him in the face. Like Peyton Manning on that old SNL skit where he's drilling it at the kids. It's got to be frustrating to be Justin Herbert in that situation. The team is unorganized around you. He's playing really good football. Harbaugh did not deliver him a winning game plan behind that. If I were a Chargers fan, I know there aren't actually Chargers fans. I know that's like a mythical thing. If there were Chargers fans, though, they got to be pretty upset at their head coach this morning. He cost them a winnable game.
Yeah, and speaking of the fans, it did seem like there was a lot of burgundy and gold there at SoFi Stadium on Sunday afternoon. Offensively, I mean, Debo was just another incredible game from him. He continues to be a legit number one weapon in the NFL. But how about Luke McCaffrey, giving a shout-out to him for that 150-yard bomb he reeled it in. I know everybody's already comparing it to a couple catches his dad made, Ed McCaffrey, for the Denver Broncos. But, that play right there, it was like Jaden got up and shook off all the rust after that completed catch.
Yeah, and to be aggressive right after it didn't go well against the goal line for them, they could have kneeled on it and taken it into halftime. Hey, we get the ball first. Hey, you know, we're in a good spot here. We're only down three. Give us the football. Let's not mess with this. Got very lucky. Dio Tressway got run into. Could have been 7 points the other way. Dan Quinn's back. That's one of my takeaways from this game, Adam. You know that from my show. Aggressive Dan Quinn is back, calling timeouts, dialing up big shots, going for it on fourth and seven to seal off the game. I think he discovered himself going out west, too. And he's been timid, and he hasn't been trusting his team. He trusted them yesterday. He put them in position to make big plays. And I'm not ducking the Luke McCaffrey conversation because, yes, he deserves all the credit. All the blame we've tossed on him for a long time, I didn't call him a bust, but say, you know, there are people calling him a bust. He has dispelled that these last couple of weeks. He's made big steps forward. And if he keeps building on that, he can be a starter in this league.
Yeah, Dan Quinn certainly played to win the game. He did not play to avoid a loss. He played to the win. He went all in there on that drive, and it really did work out. That was really aggressive stuff from Washington's head coach Dan Quinn, and it worked out in a 27-10 win. How has this changed your mood for the entire season, Michael?
Well, Jaden Daniels is back. I think my mood had been souring post-Green Bay because we just hadn't seen a vintage Jaden Daniels performance. And while you know I had full faith in him all offseason, he was not a one-hit wonder. He was putting in the work. I thought he was going to be good. It still is kind of depressing to be five games into the season and not have that thing we saw so many times last year that made us fall in love with this team, a Jaden Daniels' great performance. To get one of those puts a pep back in everybody's step. Look, it's a long season. Other guys are still going to need to step up. He can't do it all by himself. But when you watch a performance like that, it reminds you, that's why we fell in love with this team last year. That's why this team's got a super high ceiling. It's so good to have number five back.
Yep, and they got plenty of time to prepare for the Chicago Bears on Monday Night Football. That's Michael Phillips here on Richmond's Home for the Commanders. You'll hear them Monday night against the Chicago Bears. It's going to be a good one as they try to improve to 4-2. Michael, thanks so much, man. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Looking forward to it.
That's Michael Phillips. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You're listening in to another special edition of AWOD on the Road, presented by Cowan Gates all week long. We are covering the ACC here for men's and women's basketball. Yes, we are running the full court press, talking all things Hokies and Hoos, men's and women's hoops, and we'll go around the ACC this week as well with some very awesome special guests. But we wanted to get into the Commanders, of course, because we are Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. And although I am in Charlotte and the Panthers got a win, it's a victory Monday for the Washington Commanders. A 27-10 win over the LA Chargers. Jaden Daniels is back and he got going in that one. Let's get my initial reaction to the win. 27-10 on the road in LA against the Chargers. I mean, wow. Wow, what a turn of events in that game. What a change of momentum as Washington uses its first big forced fumble of the season to completely change the tide of the game and then ride that wave of energy and emotion to victory 27-10 after being down 10-0. Yeah, that's right. 27 unanswered points for the Washington Commanders, who bounce back after the loss to the Atlanta Falcons with their first road win of the year. We want to hear from you, Commanders fans. How are you feeling today on a victory Monday? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Here on the Commanders Corner, giving you my reaction. I mean, that was beautiful, complimentary football. And we talk about this all the time. Dan Quinn talks about it. Like, the defense gets the fumble, all right, down 10-0. And to be honest, it kind of felt like that game was going to get away from us. The offense had struggled. Once again, a 3-and-out to start a road game. Jaden didn't really look like himself. The Chargers were walking it down the field. They're walking the dog down the field. 7 points, field goal, going again. Hit their big playmaker, Johnson, in the middle of the field there. And then big play by Quan Martin to force a fumble, and all of a sudden the game changes. And that was complimentary football because the defense gets the fumble. The offense, after being backed up into a third and long, executes and then orchestrates what I thought was maybe the best drive of the season in terms of the combination of run and passes so far from what we've seen. Just a heck of a drive to make it 10-7, and from then it was on. Jaden Daniels found his stride when he hit Luke McCaffrey on a bomb just before the break there, and Tom Brady said it on the broadcast how Jaden Daniels, you know, he comes out before every game with a basketball. He loves to touch the ball before he touches the football, makes it feel like it's smaller in his hands. And, you know, he needed just a basketball reference right there. He needed to see the ball go through the net, as Tom Brady said on the broadcast. And it was a brand new Jaden Daniels after that completed pass, or maybe I should say back to more of the rookie of the year Jaden Daniels form. JD5 was flying around in the second half. He finished the game with 231 passing yards, and what do you know, 8 carries for 39 yards. That's the AWOD stat. Jaden Daniels is now 15-3 as the starting quarterback when he rushes for 34 or more yards in the game. Got 39 and got his 15th win as the Washington Commanders starting quarterback, regular season or postseason, when he runs for 34 or more yards. I've been on this. Been on this since last season. And really, it's because when he starts to run successfully, it just opens up the offense for everyone. The edge rushers, well, they can't really pin their head down and get after the quarterback because they got to keep an eye on him. They almost need to spy him at that point. And it wasn't just the Jaden Daniels show. It was smash mouth rushing the football offense, run the dang ball, as we finished with 163 yards and the 7th-round pick, rookie Bill. That's right, Bill. Corey Kroski, Mary. Bill. Back at running back, earning more carries every single week as he gets more trust from the coaching staff. He ran for 111 yards on 14 carries. He is near the top of the NFL now in yards per carry. 6.6 yards per attempt. I mean, just awesome. He's making highlight plays, breaking tackles, breaking ankles. It's been unreal. A 7th-round pick. And look, we talked about this when he got the job. The head man, Adam Peters. This is the Adam Peters effect, right? You scout, you draft, and you develop. And I do think that Ja'Cory Kroski, Merritt, Bill earned those carries in that game yesterday after the way he had played earlier this season. You cannot talk about this game and react without mentioning Luke McCaffrey. It all started, I think, with his amazing catch just a bomb downfield, beat his man, but really the catch was incredible, the way he got his hands on it, kept it from hitting the ground on a diving catch, and so that was awesome right there. Deebo Samuel continues to be an ultimate weapon and a legit number one target. I mean, he can pretty much do everything on the football field out there. 8 catches for 96 yards, and oh yeah, a clutch touchdown in the fourth quarter. Defensive shout-outs I wanted to give to. We'll start with Mikey Sainer. Still watch out. Mikey has a pick streak going. That's right, 2 games in a row. Big interceptions, picked off Michael Penix, picked off Justin Herbert with pretty much the game on the line. That was the game-sealing victory interception right there. Just awesome stuff right there to make that play on the ball. And what do you know? It was a Johnny Newton sighting, right? He had a sack. He also tipped the pass that Sainer still ended up picking off. Dorrance Armstrong, I'm going to say this right now, and I'll ask you guys, 833-804-0910. Has he been our best defensive player this year? I think it's hard to put anybody ahead of him in terms of the impact that he has made 5 games into this season. A 2-sack game? Yeah, I'll take that. Von Miller showed up. We were calling for that. This felt like a Von Miller game, going back to L.A. against a beat-up offensive line. You had to take advantage of that. Early on, they did a good job of moving the pocket, moving Herbert, and then when he was a sitting statue back there, the Commanders collapsed on him. 1.5 sacks for Von Miller. Feels like Javon Kinlaw, who a lot of people question the signing in the offseason, just swallows up running backs. He eats them for supper. He was terrific in terms of stopping the run. And look, they gave up 155 rushing yards, so you're not going to say it was a perfect defensive performance at all, but 60 of those yards were Herbert, and 41 of them he got on like the second drive of the game that killed us. But then they started to stop Amarian Hampton, stop the other backs, and pretty much after that, they were held to below 4 yards a carry, and 4 sacks is terrific. So a great win for Washington, and just a crazy turn of events there, how Washington blanked in the first quarter once again. I mean, I'm thinking, oh boy, our backs are against the wall here. Is our defense going to make a play to give the offense some momentum? And that's exactly what happened. It was great to see Jaden Daniels out there running around. Kind of a funny situation early on. He's wearing pink shoes. And then he changes them. They're not working. They said on the broadcast booth, they were new shoes designed for the turf. He changed his cleats. I believe Deebo changed his cleats as well. And then all of a sudden, I mean, they got going. You're talking about 27 points in the final 3 quarters for the Washington Commanders as they blank the Chargers for the rest of that game. Justin Herbert, 22 of 29, 166 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, but 4 big sacks on the game as it helped Washington get off the field defensively. I thought you saw a much better defensive performance on third down from Washington, a key fourth down stop as well that is a turnover, right? A turnover on downs counts as a turnover, and that was big as, you know, this was a game in which the Chargers dominated time of possession. That was Washington's plan coming into this one, right? They kind of dominated the first half in terms of the total plays, the total drives, the yards per play. They were just the awesome team in the first half there, and it did change halfway through that second quarter. And it's just, that's how it works in the National Football League. You know, momentum is not given. You have to take it, and Washington took it and did not give it back throughout the rest of that game. I'm going to give out my game balls, we'll revisit our keys to victory and pathway to success as well. This is just my initial reaction, and I got to go back to talking about Jacory Kroski-Merritt. Bill, once again, just 14 carries to get that many yards. And oh yeah, he sniffs the end zone like he's LaDainian Tomlinson. It is awesome to see that guy turn the corner and then get to the corner flag there, that corner pylon, and get into the end zone. Did that twice. 2 touchdowns early in this game for Washington. He was the biggest part of the offense right there, and it was great to see. I mean, I did feel like our offensive line was doing a good job of creating holes for him, but then, like, some of those plays, it was just Bill being Bill and being a dog out there and being a running back who's fresh, right, because he did not play college football last year outside of one game. Like, I got to keep saying it. Like, this is a 7th-round pick. There's a reason that Adam Peters got this job because of his ability to scout, draft, and then develop. And, you know, they kind of worked him in, right? And you see how we're 5 weeks into the season now. I said it last week. this is not the preseason anymore. This is the real deal here. Your four games already played into the NFL season. If they trust this guy, it's time to start giving him more carries, all right? He got onto the scene week one with that 10 carries for 82 yards, and then in the Green Bay game, he missed a block. In the Vegas game, it looked like they had lost confidence in his ability to pass protect. And then in Atlanta, all right, starting to work in some more carries. Got 7 carries for 47 yards. But with the injury to Austin Ekeler, done, right? With the trade for Brian Robinson Jr., you see why they had so much trust in this kid. He is a really good back out of shotgun. And for the most part, it does feel like that is the biggest part of the Washington offense in their running game. But Cliff Kingsbury deserves some credit as well. I thought it was a terrific game plan. Some really creative runs, like the direct snap to Bill that helped them in the red zone during one drive. Just a masterclass, I thought, from Cliff Kingsbury after having a really slow start to the game. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Charlotte, North Carolina for the 2025 ACC tip-off. It's AWOD on the road, presented by Cowan Gates. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.